The following is an audio recording of The Drug War is One Big Branding Operation to Glorify Liquor While Demonizing All of Its Competitors. Published July 16, 2025 by The Drug War Philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
This morning I passed an 18-wheeler on I-81 that was painted red, white and blue and blaring the patriotic blurb that Budweiser supports our military veterans. What hypocrisy. America's most dangerous drug, a drug that kills 178,000 a year, is able to wrap itself up in the flag and portray itself as lamb's milk in broad daylight, and this in a world in which we demonize all of liquor's competitors as evil dead ends. This absurd state of affairs tells us about more than just the problems with the drug war. It tells us that there is a problem with America's dependence on propaganda, which is to say public relations. After decades of television ads inspired and powered by the malevolent use of propaganda in World War II, Americans no longer know the facts about any subject. Instead, they know how they feel about those subjects. Take Coke, for instance. People do not prefer the soda because they prefer its taste to rivals. They prefer its taste to rivals because the endless Coca-Cola PR campaigns have associated the use of the substance with all things bright and beautiful, with all positive human aspiration. Coke never tries to sell Coke, they try to sell a lifestyle, a mindset. This manipulation of feelings might be considered innocent enough in the commercial realm, but America's use of PR is not limited to pushing product. PR is also used to make us love or hate things according to the prejudices of racist politicians. American drug law is based on how we feel about substances based on the media-controlled flow of information on any given topic. In other words, democracy itself has gone awry thanks to the way that propaganda tactics have been embraced not just by Wall Street, but by demagogue politicians in Washington, D.C. Propaganda is the problem here, from which it follows that we need to question the benefits of unbridled capitalism to the extent that it relies on such feeling-mongering. Feelings now run the country, not principles. The whole point of the Bill of Rights was to specify rights that could not be taken away on the grounds of expediency and fear-mongering. And yet Americans have been so successfully indoctrinated to fear drugs that we have now abandoned a wide variety of constitutional freedoms. The freedom of religion, the freedom from unreasonable search, the freedom of free speech, etc. Thanks to the very fear-mongering against which the Bill of Rights was supposed to protect us. America thus needs a new constitutional amendment, one which tells us that constitutional amendments must be taken seriously, that the American Republic should be governed based on principles, and not on demagogue-inspired hysteria. I am not, of course, suggesting that liquor should be outlawed, rather that all substances should be treated like liquor, that is, as being potentially dangerous, but capable of being used wisely. The drug warrior, on the other hand, is determined to characterize all of liquor's competitors as beyond the pale, and this should bother neoliberals and conservatives alike, for that is precisely the approach to drug use that the Spanish brought with them to the New World half a millennia ago. They had no problem outlawing religions back then, and today's drug warriors are just as indifferent to the basic rights of others. They do not see the need for mental and emotional improvement with the help of godsend medicines. Why should others?
Plus ça change.
You have been listening to an essay entitled The Drug War is One Big Branding Operation to Glorify Liquor While Demonizing All of Its Competitors. Published July 16, 2025, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.